So we have a link here between increasing concentrations of carbon, of increasing temperature and increasing concentrations of carbon dioxide. Can you think of any other activities of humans that might be increasing concentrations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Yes, through the burning of fuels, absolutely, fossil fuels. There is one other factor which is important that goes back to biology. See, I'm a biologist by training, and I keep coming back to the importance of the natural world. And that is that as we cut down forests, that we call that deforestation, as we cut down forests, the trees are less able to absorb carbon dioxide in photosynthesis, and therefore the carbon dioxide that we are releasing through fossil fuels is not being reabsorbed by plants as efficiently. So as we cut down the Amazonian rainforest, we are reducing the natural ability of the world to maintain its balance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Does that make sense? So there are two big factors that, two what we call anthropogenic factors. Do you know that word? Can anyone tell me what that word means? Anthropogenic, it's a nice word. Do you know what anthropology is? Anthropology is the study of human populations. The word anthropogenic means human-related. And a good way of describing the warming effect that we are detecting in the last 100 or so years is anthropogenic global warming. Global warming that can be linked to human activities like burning fossil fuels and deforestation, large-scale deforestation. So we've made a link between increasing global temperatures, increasing concentrations of carbon dioxide, and human activities. So we can call that concept anthropogenic global warming, the global warming that's occurred in the last 150 or so years since the Industrial Revolution, since large-scale burning of fossil fuels and deforestation. Just to round this off, we should not forget that there are gases other than carbon dioxide that act as greenhouse gases. We've already mentioned methane, but nitrous oxide, CFCs, the things that we use in our refrigerators and air conditioning systems, and these other substances, other gases, are also greenhouse gases. So you have that table in your notes as a reminder of other gases which we should consider with respect to this problem. Because, of course, now we've recognised that global warming is occurring, we now have to decide what to do about it. That's not what I'm going to deal with today, but it is the next question that needs to be asked. So, just in conclusion, I would say that at the moment, at the beginning of the 21st century, climate change is one of the biggest threats to humankind, and it's your generation that has to deal with it and solve it. And that solution will require a political will and good international relationships and cooperation between all the nations of the world. So you need to know how other people work, how they think, and there needs to be a single view as to how to solve this problem. Okay, that's as much as I want to say today. It's 10 to 11, but do you have any questions or points you'd like to make?
You mentioned like yes. Air bubble inside it.
Yeah.
How you can know?
I won't go into the details of that now, but it is possible. I mean, just by thinking that the deepest ice is the oldest ice, you can then work it out from there. All right? Because we know the rate at which the ice is formed. Yep. So we can work out how old it is by how deep it is, really. It's a bit more sophisticated than that, but that's the general rule.
It's not related to the air bubble?
No, no. Yep.
Thank you for the wonderful lecture.
Thank you.
Just asking if there is any kind of relation between the war activities, I mean nuclear wars or something like that, with the